With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
It's at home. It's a Ja Jam.
What gave you the confidence to know that your game was big enough to belong on a stage like this?
It started with me. I feel like if you don't believe in yourself, then who will?
And drills it.
Ja Morant time in Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to be one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is out of mission. Every boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated. Finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Friday, baby, thank God. June 21st, it's a good day in Memphis, Tennessee. I would borderline euphoric. Don't you feel that way, John Martin? I look at every draft, grades, and analyses and all that stuff, and everybody that I read says the Grizzlies did a good job last night. Draft party. Everybody was there seemed to think the Grizzlies did a good job last night. Do you think the Grizzlies did a good job last night?
As Big Baller Brand South would say, it's a new day in the city of Memphis.
Excited. It is so funny you say that. I thought about saying that on the mic last night. Right?
Yeah.
I can't.
Right. You can't.
That's BBB South.
Did. Exactly.
That's Mark. So I couldn't mess with it, but it absolutely felt like a new day for the Memphis Grizzlies, who did not just sit tight and draft Ja Morant. Well, no, they were working. Traded up. We're going to get to it. Got a pretty good player, I think, in Brandon Clark.
Yes. It was, listen. It is not hyperbole. It is not a stretch to say that this could be the best draft in Memphis Grizzlies history.
I don't think it's a stretch. It's a good chance that it will be.
There aren't obviously a ton to choose from.
Right.
Of other really good examples. I mean, the Mike Conley draft. But, you know, again, you have what I certainly believe, and I think you believe to an extent, is a face of a franchise, a superstar in the
That's
making.
That's the difference.
In Ja Morant.
That's the difference.
And then you – you know, with a little savviness, a little maneuvering, you move up a couple spots for a second rounder in 2094, and you get a guy in Brandon Clark who was as productive as almost anybody else in college basketball last year, and seems like a perfect fit alongside Jaren Jackson Jr. in a couple years. So
feels like you're as encouraged by this front office's start, this newly aligned front office's start, as I am.
On the court, in terms of basketball
moves, right,
they are off to as good a start as you can be off to.
And how long can we hold press conferences for that day to day against them, especially when the more important thing is those basketball, are those basketball decisions?
Absolutely. So kudos for sure to the Grizzlies front office. I mean, one pick was obvious. The John Moran pick was obvious.
And it's that reason that it could be the best draft ever.
Correct.
It's all John, the superstar thing, as John just laid out.
But you move up a couple spots and you get a guy in Brandon Clark who, again, we talked about him yesterday. He was ranked like 312th come out of high school. He was projected as a top 10 talent, top 10 pick in some mock drafts in this particular draft. And the Grizzlies get him at 21. I am a guy who is all about value. I am all about getting good value on talent, and that is exactly what the Memphis Grizzlies did.
That's why you like Target.
Night. Exactly.
Because you like that good value.
Exactly. Yeah. I love Target with so much. All right, this is what we got going on the show today. We're going to take your calls, of course. We got to get the pulse. Because listen, I think people in Memphis over the last 6-7 years, they are conditioned, right? They are conditioned, our Grizzlies fans, to hate everything the Grizzlies do because they are jaded, or they were jaded, by Chris Wallace and several of the mishaps that took place on his watch. Now that he is gone, I wonder, are Grizz fans like all in? Are they absolutely like no questions asked? They love this new front office? It'd be a ton of events.
I had a few last night saying, where are the shooters? Mm-hmm. Where are the shooters? So not everybody's on board, John, but I'll be interested to hear the calls too. I think most of them will be.
Yeah, so we will take your calls in the next segment on your thoughts on the Memphis Grizzlies draft last night. 12:25, we're going to talk to Kevin Arnovitz, covers the NBA for ESPN. We will talk to him, his thoughts on Taylor Jenkins, his thoughts on the draft with the Grizzlies last night, some other moves around the league.
He may love Taylor Jenkins more than anybody we've talked to.
Yeah.
So we'll ask him about him.
Yeah. We will talk to Kevin Arnovitz about all of that at 12:25. We also do have some audio of Ja Morant. He is going to be introduced later today around 2 o'clock down at FedEx Forum, but we have some audio before he gets here. So we will use that a little bit later in the show. And also at 1:25, we're going to be joined by Ryan Hollins, who you can see on First Take controversially. I mean, I feel like every time he's on First Take now, like he's stirring up some controversy. He's like the new drama king.
Mm-hmm. It's a role he has embraced. And yeah, I saw Jalen looking at him a little crazy the other day. You're right. Some of his takes.
Yeah, so we will talk to Ryan Hollins.
Bring some of that hotness here.
He played with Mike Conley, obviously, in Memphis. So we will talk to him about Mike Conley and what he thinks about the Jazz.
Everybody's I'm talking to in this West, does it move them out of that 4-5 range they've been in the last couple of years? Everybody I'm talking to says, man, I don't know. So, yeah it'd be interesting to see what Hollins thinks.
Yeah, all right, so that's the show today. It is Friday. Going to be a fun day for sure. And it probably, if I am wagering, it's probably going to be a fun next 5-6 years if you are a Memphis Grizzlies fan, because last night, and 5-6 years is probably cutting it short. I mean, it could be much longer than that.
Hopefully it is.
They are embarking. They are off to a rollicking start as far as I'm concerned.
I like that word. You're off to a rollicking start.
Yeah. People last night, we were at the Bluff, and let me say real quick, man, people were unbelievably nice last night at the Bluff. Yeah,
thank all those that came out, and thank you to the Bluff for having us.
Yeah, it was an incredible event.
Nice turnout.
It was
really
packed.
Nice.
It was absolutely packed. I turned down. I'm winding this up to say I'm off to a good start today because of decisions that I made last night.
Mm-hmm. My decisions not to work.
I turned down. I turned down several shots.
I'm proud of that part.
And I knew. I said, you know what? The old John Martin would have happily. The old Patty Pump would have happily taken those shots. Let's
Patty
go.
Pump and the Kango Kid.
But you know what? I have come to this radio show one too many times. Like groggy and with a headache. And so I decided, you know what, today I am not going to do that.
Right.
I am going to be all there on Friday morning.
Well, of course, you'd have to start with the good you did last night, right? Because you can't be accountable and sort of take responsibility for not doing your job. Listen, we are thankful to the folks that came out. They did. But, John, you realize when you're hosting a watch party, that's an actual job.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you're going to when we say a host, you work that room.
Yes.
And that does not include sitting there at the table all night long, baby, not coming off that table with a wifey.
Okay, hold on just
a second. So one of us, I felt like one of us was working last night and the other one was not.
Hold on just one
John,
second.
John, I carry the load for both of us.
When Kim Kardashian is invited to a club in Vegas, right?
Where is this going?
When she is paid to make an appearance at the club
Where
in
is
Las
this
Vegas.
Going?
He's comparing himself to Kim Kardashian.
Is he really doing this,
Do
Brad?
You think she goes around the room and shakes hands and says thanks for coming?
No, she stays her tail in the VIP section.
You
That's
damn
you.
Right. You
oh
damn right.
My. Oh,
did you just compare yourself to Kanye's wife?
That's right. That's exactly what I did. That's what you get paid to do. I am here.
No,
Hello?
Bro. You
Hello?
Get paid to host the party.
Oh, we hosted the party.
Brad, you heard me on that thing. I'm trying to
I
get
heard,
him going to start the
it.
Thing up. Anybody going to boo tonight? Heck no, yeah. We're not going to boo because it's going to be a great celebration.
Absolutely.
I hand the mic to John Martin. He's like, welcome to the party.
But hey, what more could I say? Well, you didn't leave me much.
Really appreciate your help last night, bro.
When Kim Kardashian makes an appearance, she says one thing. She says, thanks for coming out. That's exactly what I said. The rest is history. But this isn't about us. This isn't about us. This is about what the Memphis Grizzlies accomplished last night.
Oh, Jesus.
And we're gonna hear from Grizzlies fans
nice
here
pivot,
in a few minutes. But what I think they accomplished more than anything else is I think they instilled unbridled hope and optimism in a fan base for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time, that even though even though Grizzlies fans know, maybe like Bennett will like walk around the building and say, I think we're going to make the playoff next year. But
don't do that.
But most think that it's going to be in terms of wins and losses, it's going to be a rough few years, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, what you've done is, even though everybody kind of knows that and it's a foregone conclusion that those days are upon us, everybody's more excited because you've assembled young talent. You've assembled guys who you can rally around and root for and be excited about. And, you know, listen, we've had Mike Schmitz on the show, and we'll talk to Kevin Artemis about it. But, you know, the fact that Ja Morant's doing the interview, you know, after he gets drafted and Jaren Jackson Jr. is right behind him.
Yeah,
I mean, that is
– I like that.
Like,
right. They're excited.
You don't see that.
Yeah. Jaren's excited to get him here. You know that.
You know, so it's like a nice, young, dynamic tandem is blooming. It's blossoming before our very eyes. And, listen, it's an exciting time.
I like the way you laid it out in the sense that feel like sort of here, at least the last couple of years, you've been beat down as a fan to the point that you had to put a limit on your hope, right? Some of the moves they're making, you trade a couple of second rounders, you know what I'm saying, for a holiday, and you have to try to talk yourself into it or just kill it to that point. That hope, the ceiling on hope, right? It was low. It was absolutely low. And I sensed yesterday, even in some of the tweets like I'm talking about, well, they didn't get a shooter. There was still some of that tendency, right, to put the ceiling,
right,
to have the ceiling low on the hope for this thing. Take the ceiling off. It's kind of like the same thing that's going on with the University of Memphis basketball program right now. Okay? No, you haven't got the number one recruiting class. No, maybe you didn't even have the best night last night. We saw people love what the Pelicans did, love what the Hawks did. But the difference is now just what John laid out. You've got some young guys in the fold. Some of them Brandon Clark may or may not make it.
Right.
But Ja Morant in that, you've got a guy that you can take the ceiling off. You can take the roof off in terms of the hope and what he can be. It's a different feeling. To add on to John's point, you know you're about to be in for some losing. That's what's going to happen. The West is tough. These guys are learning, and obviously it's all about development right now, but it's a different – it's going to be – I said this yesterday or 2 days ago. It's going to be a fun losing. It's going to be a fun thing to watch these guys develop. Why? Because what they've done here, and you saw last night, they went out and got two more athletes, really, to add to a great athlete already in Jaren Jackson. They're going to be running. They're going to be throwing lobs. They're going to be dunking. They're going to be all over SportsCenter. Whereas we're making the point yesterday, the rest of the nation's going to see it and fall in love with it. They're going to fall in love with Ja. They're going to fall in love, those who haven't already, going to fall in love with Jaren. And that's a different kind of spirit. You will have that sort of excitement, John, around a rebuild, and that's the way you want to start one.
Yep.
You don't want to start one tiptoeing into it, right, and you add a young player here and there, and all of a sudden, you know, this thing's like trying to creak back to relevance.
Yep.
They've started, you know, on the good foot. With no question, with athletes that you can get behind.
Yep.
And I told Jeff Calkins this morning. Also, stories. These guys they've drafted, John, you mentioned this. You touched on it. Brandon Clark, guy who was lightly recruited out of high school.
Yep.
Remember, and this is no beat up to Chris, but the thing was go out and get the former McDonald's All-Americans
exactly.
That might have a question or two. This is a different one. No, they didn't set out to go get guys like this and Ja and Brandon that had these stories that had to make themselves sort of the last 2-3 years, right? Didn't start out as high-level prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of had to build their way up to it. Is that not a story that resonates here in Memphis?
Absolutely.
Have we not seen that a bunch of times? Anthony Miller, Jeremiah Martin. It's a story we love. And it's just another reason to sort of wrap your arms around this thing. When you know there's going to be some losing, but there's a lot of good reasons to go watch it. You know what I'm saying? And you hope that losing isn't a situation like Sacramento or Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Again, you think you got a superstar that's going to help that it's a quick one.
Yep.
And again, take the cap off. Stop. Yeah. You know, no reason to do that right now. This front office is off to a great start, and we're all encouraged.
Listen, losing sucks. Like, there is no way to you can't dress that up.
Yeah, it'll beat you up. It'll beat you down.
Yeah, like losing, it's not fun, and it won't be fun. You know, if the Grizzlies lose, 45, 50 games, like it is not going to be a fun, on a sort of from a grand scheme of things, right?
Yeah, when you look at yourself in the standings, that won't be fun.
But as long as you sort of know and have conviction and confidence that the franchise and the front office is working towards something.
Yes, exactly.
It's like the process in Philly, right? Like Sixers, they packed the building out because they knew, oh, we got Joel Embiid, we got Ben Simmons, we got this, we got that. Mm-hmm. As long as you have that sort of knowledge, right?
Right.
And that awareness that, hey, this front office actually has an aim, they have a goal, they have an objective, as opposed to running around like chickens with their heads cut off, I definitely think it's much easier to bear than the alternative. Now, on Brendan Clark, I think Brendan Clark was one of college basketball's best-kept secrets.
Yep.
Well, he's its best finisher, if we're right there at the top, and if best finishers in college basketball.
It was the year of Zion, and it was the year, to a secondary extent, of Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm.
But Brendan Clark, his numbers are absolutely ridiculous.
That's why the analytics guys just love him.
When you dive into that,
right.
I mean, it was basically he and Zion were wrestling all season long.
The best athlete?
For who was most efficient.
Okay.
Like, they actually put up a stat line in terms of advanced stats.
Mm-hmm.
They were the two most efficient players in the 21st century. If you look at his usage rate, Brendan Clark's usage rate was pretty high, 24%. Cool. That was second on the team.
Well, this guy, I'm a part of this, and he's not shooting the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scored 1.3 points per play. His offensive rating was 136.2. That's fourth best in Division I last season. His scoring rate led the entire country. And according to College Basketball Reference, Brendan Clark, is the most efficient offensive player in its database. So, I mean, it's not hard at all to talk yourself into the production that Brendan Clark brings.
It's not as much the offense, though, John, in terms of what I'm excited about with him. It's his versatility defensively. It's what he represents there as well. You're right. I mean, you could sort of talk yourself into he's a nice combo offensively with Jaren, in the sense that he don't shoot, okay? And I told this to Jeff. I had one college coach tell me the guy can't play. Clearly, he was talking about his offensive skill, because as John just laid out, he was the number one finisher in college basketball last year from a percentage standpoint, okay? I can see him sort of playing inside while Jaren's out on the pick and pop and the pick and roll. You understand what I'm saying? You throw a lob to him off some of that action. You know what I'm saying? Defensively, though, John, this is a guy that can guard 3 to 4 positions at 6'8". Quick feet out on the perimeter if you need it. A guy much like Jaren that athletically has got the quickness, right, to be an elite defender. Yes, he's a great finisher. It's going to help you on lobs. It's going to help you when you throw it inside to him. You're not going to ask him much to step in. It's something you hope he develops, that he steps outside. But what you're bringing him in for is the possibility right now to be elite defensively along that front line in a couple of years, maybe, with Brendan Clark and with Jaren Jackson. Two of the best shot blockers, you know what I'm saying, in terms of their college careers that came out. And so there's that part too, John. You're right. He's super efficient, because a lot of what he does is dunks and putbacks and that kind of thing. Don't run a ton for him offensively, because he's not that skilled guy. But it's what he represents defensively.
No
you
question.
Get a chance to go in here. You're going to be running and jumping and doing all that stuff. He's part of that too.
Yeah.
But defensively, you're going to be swatting shots. You're going to be sending guys out. You're going to be switching. And that is today's NBA. That is today's modern NBA. You got to be able to switch, baby.
Now, John Hollinger works remotely now from Atlanta
right?
Yeah. But I have some numbers that would make him proud, and I'm sure these are probably some things that went into this decision.
Okay.
Synergy. Last season, per Synergy, Brendan Clark's opponent scored just 0.7 points per play, which ranked
there
in the 90th percentile in college basketball.
Elite.
And I have even more encouraging numbers for you. He had a defensive rebounding rate of 19.3%, a block rate of 11%.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Steals rate of 2.3%.
Yep.
And those compare favorably to the college careers of the following players: Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, Nerlens Noel.
Shot blocker.
Yeah. And you just got that guy at 21, by the way.
That's absolutely.
That's great. Like, you just got that guy at
2024 second rounder and your 23 pick.
Yeah, and you still have a 2024 second rounder as a result of the trade with Toronto for Marcus All. So, I mean, it's hard. I mean,
4.3 blocks per 40 minutes.
Quite frankly, the Grizzlies won the NBA draft last night.
Yeah.
I mean, and there are some other winners, too. But, I mean, I think it's, you know, the Grizzlies are one of, you know, two teams, I think, who you have to say won biggest on NBA draft night.
Well, let me read you what Gavone said. Jonathan Gavone, who does this for a living, obviously. We've had him on a couple times. He loves Jaren, obviously. The Grizzlies are building what appears to be one of the most athletic teams in the NBA, and at the very least will be an NBA league pass favorite for diehards. Between the Grizzlies and the Tigers, Gavone got in a Tiger shutout.
Wow.
Memphis fans will have plenty of entertainment value to offer at FedEx Forum next season. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm not going to lie to you, John, because didn't even know if he's going to be a part of the future.
Mm-hmm.
But Jonas Valanciunas last year, I'm going down there with CJ watching some of these games. We're getting tickets. We're going to the games. And I told you about this when it was happening. You were rolling your eyes at me then because, Lord knows, we didn't know what the plan was then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? But I was having fun watching, trying to figure out, right, if this young guy here is going to be a part of this going forward. And Lord knows, with the way Jonas plays, you can fall in love with it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get, but on a completely different level with these guys.
If you thought last year was fun,
you understand what
if you like Bruno Caboclo, John, you're
found
love this.
I found
you're
the
kind
fun.
Of a glutton for punishment.
I found the fun, and I'm not like, this is not some talk up smoke for radio.
Right.
I found some fun last night. That's why I kept on going last year and going down there and trying to figure out who was a part of this franchise going forward.
Yes.
Raise it up a level
with
these dudes. That's what I'm talking about. Some rebuilds, you creep into these things, nobody wants to do it. These guys with this new plan have sort of hit this thing hard early, and they've done it with some – you talked about value. You're going to get a lot of entertainment value out of these guys as well. Hopefully it eventually equates to wins.
I am not somebody who is good at finding the fun in things. I need it to be obvious.
Right.
Like, I cannot –
I understand.
I can't fake the funk, I think is how you would say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fake the funk with this Grizzlies team.
No, you won't have to.
Now, listen – they're not going to be a playoff team next year.
Hell no.
Like, they're not going to be a playoff team the next year. But they're not supposed to be. Like, this, they're not supposed to be. They're going to be young. They're going to embrace that. They're going to get up and down. They are going to be a fun-ass team to watch. And honestly, like, you know, with where the Grizzlies were inevitably headed, that's the most you can hope for right now, is to have a good product out there, even if it doesn't necessarily equate to a bunch of wins in the first couple years. You know, you're going to have guys like John Morant, who's going to be on highlights. Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to continue to get better. You know, Brandon Clark, you hope will get tons of minutes alongside Jaren.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really start to, you know, build this thing out.
Yeah, baby. And your boy Grayson Allen, baby, shooting that thing.
Yes, yes. Who Anthony Sain said yesterday, he accused me of flogging. He accused me of flogging on Grayson Allen.
You're hating on Grayson Allen so you can look cool. But the whiteness in you wants to root for him. That was his theory.
I would rather have the kid from Belmont. The kid, can you believe Belmont got a first-round draft pick last night? Give a shout-out to Belmont, please. Rick Bird got one.
Can you believe Kansas didn't have a player drafted?
Wow.
Belmont had a first-rounder, and Kansas didn't have anybody.
Deidre should have been drafted.
That is almost unbelievable.
It's a better situation when you could pick
Dylan
your spot.
Wendler, I think, is his name.
Yes. I saw you tweet about it. You were amazed that Belmont, was on board.
Well, they've never had it.
Was Deidre playing summer league with Golden State? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, I like the deal.
I knew he was on board. I didn't think he was going to be a first-rounder, though.
The Belmont kid?
Yeah, so that's amazing for them.
Well, just to kind of put a cap on it, though, locally here, yes, Deidre doesn't get drafted, doesn't hear his name called. Kansas doesn't have a player drafted. But he's in a good spot, we think, with that summer league squad. With Golden State, whether it's there or somewhere else.
Yeah.
The production's going to stand out. The athleticism, it's the reason he wasn't drafted, the lack of it. With Jeremiah Martin, looks like a good deal with him with the Heat,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. They like it. The exhibit 10.
And we said this had to be the road, right?
Yep.
Probably not going to get drafted. Impress someone enough in these – feels like he's had multiple workouts in terms of, like, double digit maybe.
Yeah.
10, 11,
he's
12.
He's had a lot of workouts.
Go impress somebody, make them fall in love with you, and hopefully they put you away, right? Develop you, and that's what it looks like they're going to do. What do you call it?
Exhibit 10.
Exhibit 10.
Which means if he gets relegated to the 50. G League team, he gets $50,000 and he can still get a two-way contract.
Love it.
Rajon Tucker, because I had people ask me about him, he got a partial guarantee with the Milwaukee Bucks. So he's going to get paid.
Like a real contract.
Well, partial guarantee. Yeah, so
it's better than a two-way?
I don't think it is better than two-way, no. It is not better than two-way. But he can probably work his way there. But, again, it was never an option for him.
Did Gerald get picked up yet?
I haven't seen anything on LeGerald. Right. I have not seen anything.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Diedrich's with Golden State.
Yes.
You know, y'all, the elephant in the room.
Which is amazing, by the way.
I hate to say this, and this may be their last go at this. Tennessee did have a pretty good draft.
Well, it needs to be said.
Oh, that was a very – did you see that video of Jordan Bone?
No.
Oh, man. That was like one of the craziest videos I've ever seen. So,
oh, the one where they went back after he missed a shot against Loyola or something?
No,
or
this is, and this they is went at his back draft party.
No, I didn't see that.
So Jordan Bone, the guard from Tennessee, is having a draft party somewhere, right?
Yeah, I like it.
I didn't
up?
See this.
And it's at the end of the draft. He hasn't heard his name called, obviously.
Yeah, he was late.
And the mood in the room is somber. And the older brother is on the mic saying, listen.
I covered his older brother.
He said, listen, I know this is tough right now. I hurt for him. He's hurting right now. And then next thing you know, somebody yells out the S word, and this dude's name is getting called on television behind him, and everybody mobs him.
Oh,
like,
God.
It is unbelievable.
You're talking about during the draft coverage?
Yeah.
He's getting named?
Yes.
So they didn't get a call beforehand or anything?
He did not.
Wow.
He did not, man. And it's like, you got to see it. Like listen.
I will. I'll check it out on the
break. It is unbelievable. Like, he gets, like, I mean, he's in a chair, and he gets tackled off the chair. It's like 20 people all – I mean, it's – so I'm like, the brother is literally giving like a concession speech. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hey, we're going to work hard. If you're in this room right now, you know where we came from. And then next thing you know, Jordan Bone, guard, Tennessee. It's unbelievable.
No, I know he had the thing here we don't like. I think he slick started with sort of that talking with Alex Lomax. That's neither here nor there at this point. I told you yesterday, I think Bone can have a good career. And here, Bill has sort of backed me up on. I'm rooting for Jordan Bone. I'm not rooting against him. He's one of the best athletes in this draft. Develop, you know, keep working on that jump shot. He's got a great pull-up, Jay, right now. Keep working on that set shot. He's going
to
be fine.
I have the Super Bone athlete. Video. You want me to play the audio?
Well, I think there's a curse word.
Is there a curse word?
Oh, yeah.
There's a curse word on it. But maybe we can edit
I'll
it.
I'll do some work on it.
Yeah, and because it is, I mean, it's probably a better visual than it is an audio. Okay. But, you can find it on Twitter.
They go bananas when he hits the draft.
It is awesome. Wild. It is
some Balls fans at the Bluff last night pulling for their guy.
A lot. Grant Williams went to the Celtics.
It's actually a good spot for him.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm not high on him as an NBA player.
I'm the same way, but it's probably a good spot for him.
I mean, if you're going to go to a team, you'd like to go to somebody like the Celtics, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, that would be good. So
Horford's out of there.
Yep, for sure. All right, we'll come back. Your calls. What'd you think of the Grizzlies draft last night? 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Do you love this front office? Are you in love? We'll come back with your calls. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
Is it home? It's a Ja Morant. And drills in.
Ja Morant time in Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you run into Steve Kaufman at Oak Hall, he'll talk to you however you like about two things. Baseball and clothes. He loves baseball because his 8-year-old son, Dylan, looks like he may be headed to the major leagues. He loves clothes because it's what he knows best. Kaufman started working in retail in high school at U.S. Mail. He started his own place downtown. You may remember it, Shelton Clothiers. And then in 2013, he came over to Oak Hall because, as he puts it, it's truly one of the best in the country. It's the pinnacle. So I guess you could say that Oak Hall is like the Yankees, except they have more than pinstripes. Oak Hall is like Boston, except it doesn't limit itself to Sox. Oak Hall is like the Cubs, except it never had that long losing streak. Oak Hall is like the Cardinals, and then it feels a lot like family. Steve Kaufman lives in Bartlett. He tells his buddies all the time, just come in and let me show you around. There's something at Oak Hall for everyone. Well, except they don't have spikes. So stop by Oak Hall and find out why it's the pinnacle, why people like Steve Kaufman think of it as Fenway, Wrigley, and Dodger Stadium wrapped up in one. And by all means, ask him about Dylan, his budding baseball star. The summer is just getting underway.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and auto pay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Get your gun, Nelly, and saddle up Penelope as Western Trading Days at Sunrise Buick GMC. Old-time trading prices on over 800 new Buicks and GMCs, and the Sunrise Used Car Corral has over 150 in stock. Sunrise has rustled up a good-looking herd of cars and trucks under $99.95. Ranch managers have been told to cut prices to the bone. If you're a good person with bad credit, SunriseMemphis.com will help you get your brand on one of these little fillies. Free hot dogs and Cokes at the Chuck Wagon. Western Trading Days, 385 in Houston Levy and Collierville. Cars cost less at Sunrise, partner.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are a local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call, and if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell him Gary Parrish told you to call.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know who else is always on time? The Live Love Memphis Group.
There you go.
Our man Lewis, he knows that for a fact. Because he went with the Live Love Memphis Group. He was on the fence about selling his home. He didn't know if he wanted to do it or not. Got with the Live Love Memphis team, and he said, you know what, I'm ready to sell. They got involved, and they listed his home on a Monday. That next day, it was under contract for list price. Always on time, baby. Living it up.
Lewis is. Thanks to the good folks over at Live Love. They can do that for you as well. Go check them out, livelovememphis.com. If you'd like to call, listen to us like Lewis did, right? Give it to him. 901-685-6000. I'll tell you the person to call. Her name is Jennifer Carstensen. She's the queen of real estate in Memphis. That's what it amounts to, especially if you're in Germantown. She lives and works in Germantown. You're trying to get a house in Germantown. You're trying to sell a house in Germantown. Definitely need to be with Live Love. But they can do it in DeSoto. They can do it all over Memphis, and they'll get it done for you. Thousands of stories now, John Martin.
Yes, indeed.
So, again, the number, 685-6000. Give them a call, or you can visit them at the Live Love Memphis at livelovememphis.com. Excuse me.
535-3776, 535-3776. What'd you think about the Grizzlies draft last night, and are you in love with the front office? NBA Rookie of the Year odds are out per betonline.ag. Of course, Zion Williamson is the overwhelming favorite, but right behind him, John Morant, 4-1. John Morant, 4-1. Not bad value. Not bad value there.
He could get it, man.
He could.
Usage rate.
Yep. He
remember
could.
Usage rate.
Darius Garland at 10-1. If I'm looking for a long shot, sneaky.
Really?
10-1.
Just on a bad Cleveland.
Just cause the odds. 10-1. You know, put $100 down, you win $1,000.
I hear you. You love that value. You love that target value, bro.
Yes, I do. Let's go with Dennis. Dennis, you're on.
Hey guys, man. Look, the gods of the sports world are shining on Memphis, man. I mean,
yes.
With the Grizzlies, with the Tigers. And check this out, guys. We're favored in football against Ole Miss.
Yes.
Melissa McFerrin, I think they have a top 30 class. Hey, man, it's a good day to be a Memphian. sports-wise, and I think the Grizzlies did a great job, man.
Yeah, I mean, Dennis, to your point about Memphis football, they're favored not just against Ole Miss, they're favored against everybody.
And I know John loves you putting that topper on with Memphis women's basketball and the job Melissa's doing over there, so great call. Great call. Love the call.
Yep.
And she does. She's actually got her best recruiting class
Dennis,
ever.
Thanks for the call, man.
Got to go win with that thing.
535-3776-535-ESPN. What did you think of the Grizzlies draft last night? Let's go to Treese. Treese, you're on.
Yo, it's Tree in Germantown. Shout out to fellow White Station alumni out there.
Yes, sir.
By the way, I want to talk about just one metric that we haven't talked about before, which is likability and character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you guys watch the interviews with the top three and how they reacted and progressed through their interviews with their parents? Like,
yep.
That was pretty humbling
to me. I'm with you.
So Shout out to Ja for handling that interview well. And secondly, I'd love to see, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 years from now, we look up and talk about Brandon Clark as, you know, the second coming of TA, except somebody can actually finish his layups. So that's all I have to say.
Tree, appreciate the call, man.
A little bit more forward than guard, but I'm with him on that defensive kind of standout he can be.
Yep, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Chester in the mound. Chester, you're on.
The mound.
Hey, what's going on,
man? What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm extremely happy. For the longest, we had no jump shooters on our team. Now our front office went and drafted everybody with a J in their first name. So that was a great strategy. We got like 15 J's on our team. J, John, Triple J. That worked out perfect. We just drafted Allen Iverson and DeAndre Jordan.
Oh.
So I'm really feeling that.
I like
that. And I plan on being at least 5 games as – the number one fan and hater of Grayson Allen.
Okay.
You gonna give him a chance to win you over?
Oh, just, no.
Of course, right?
I believe Grayson Allen. I believe Grayson Allen wants people to hate him. He.
You might be right.
So I'm gonna be there to give him all the support he needs. I'm serious. I believe that man's gonna be a you got Jay pushing the ball. You got Triple J down low. You got the Jonas brother down there get on the boards. You got, like I said, DeAndre Jordan dunking on people. All Chris got to do is take jumpers. Don't trip anybody. Take jumpers.
Yep.
I like the plan.
Chester, thanks for
the call, man.
535-ESPN, 535-3776. What did you make of the Memphis Grizzlies draft? This is this sort of new reorganized front office's first crack at it. What did you think? Let's go to our man, Hank from Horn Lake. Hank,
he
what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
I think this was the best draft since the Grizzlies have been in Memphis. But my question is, with the Conley trade, will they have enough cap room to pick up a shooter? Because a lot of people are talking about we don't have any shooters. Mm-hmm. Can they pick one up?
Yeah, Hank, appreciate the call. I mean, certainly you would explore that. I mean, you definitely have to explore that.
Oh, it's an absolute need right now. I mean, that's the thing you're going to want to plug around sort of these athletes. And you figure it's going to come in a bunch of different ways. But absolutely, I mean, going forward, your hope is that you're going to use some of this flexibility on that. It is certainly right there at the top of the priority list in terms of things they need now, no question.
Speaking of shooters, did you see Keldon Johnson went to the Spurs?
Yeah.
That just feels like a total Spurs. And he's gonna have an awesome career. he's gonna have a 15-year NBA career.
I know you love him.
And now he's with the friggin' Spurs. All right, let's go to Brad in Covington. Brad, you're on.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm usually not optimistic about things, but I'm pretty optimistic about this one. I think Ja and Jared are gonna be superstars. I think Brandon's gonna be a good role player.
Yep.
I don't think enough people are excited about Grayson Allen. I know he didn't really give much room for excitement last year. You know, much reason to be excited, but you know. No, you don't just go drop 40 for no reason. I mean, there's really good players in the NBA that never score 40. So I think that he's going to end up being a good player and a good piece for this team going forward. So that's just my thoughts on everything.
I'm hoping you're right, bro.
Brad, thanks for the call. I'm certainly not as optimistic on Grayson Allen, but he's not the most important part of this deal, obviously. Like, that was never the most important
He's going to have a shot.
He will get a shot. That is a fact. 535-3776-535-ESPN. What did you think of last night for the Memphis Grizzlies? Let's go to Nathan in Bartlett. Nathan, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
I was excited for the most part. I still wish we had taken R.J. Barrett, though. I think he's going to have the best NBA career from any player in this draft.
I hear you. I'm not going to be mad at that. I know the whole city's loving on Ja right now, but I, you know, I'm not going to be mad at a guy that thought, you know, RJ was the guy to get. I'm not going to, because he could end up being that superstar type. Just have my doubts.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. I really like the addition of Brandon Clark, but I really wish we'd gotten RJ at two.
Nathan, appreciate the call.
I got a little head, though.
Yeah, and I would say, too, that in 2 years you will change your tune if it even takes that
RJ
long.
RJ got a very tiny head. It was just an observation of mine.
Yeah,
last night.
Let's go to Rick in Whitehaven. Rick, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, Rick?
Hey, man, I hear a lot of y'all talking about this Clark guy.
Yeah.
And the way y'all describe him, he kind of remind me of Tyson Chandler. Remember, we won a dead lob game back mm-hmm. in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we get it now.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not as long.
Yeah, he's
short-armed and small hands, but he is a jumping bean. And so in terms of the shot blocker he could be, and the defensive presence, yes, mm-hmm. could be that, but not long, not centerish, more power forwardish. But I'm with you in terms of the defensive presence. That's what I'm hoping, that he can be something like that, yes.
So let me ask you guys this while I got you. Avery Bradley, is he going to still be on the team? Do you think he can help Ja Morant for advice as well?
Rick, appreciate the call. I don't know. Like, obviously, they have to make a decision on his contract. I would think
it's a good money situation for them to cut him.
Exactly.
Quite frankly.
Exactly. That's kind of what it boils down to.
It just seems like with their plan, right? That's a big part of it. This flexibility financially, and it's almost a better deal that way. Now, would Avery provide you some value next year? Absolutely. We've talked about the need. We talked about it with Greg Buckner. They're going to need veterans in that locker room to put their arms around these young guys, show them how to be pros. I think they'll get it out of other guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Avery, I don't believe, is a part of this franchise's future going forward. I think we all know it. It'll be a financial thing, I believe, today.
Right. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Taking your calls on what the Memphis Grizzlies did in the draft last night. Seen a lot of A's and A pluses. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on.
What's happening, guys?
Yo.
Hi, brother.
I'm actually a big fan. I like what we did last night. I think they're missing the big picture. I heard, the guy just talking about Grayson Allen. How about Jay Crowder? How about him? He's got a year left, I think, at $7.8 million.
That's true.
So for the value you get out of him, I think we got a better player than people are looking at. Might be sleeping a little bit on that. But the picks last night were outstanding. I love what we did with Ja. Of course, you get on YouTube, you see the dunks. But his visibility on the floor, his eye,
mm-hmm.
I believe he's going to make the passes we need. I think he's going to recognize those. Jaren's going to help him space the floor, being able to play inside out. And then Brandon's there to clean up things.
Yeah.
A defensive force, both Jaren and Brandon.
Exactly.
And then how about this, Jason? How about this? Last year before, we were talking about grit and grind 2.0.
Yep.
I mean, can we bump? Can we scrape? Can we fight? Can we just hang around long enough to be close to somebody? After last night, they're talking about Memphis having one of the most athletic
teams that awesome?
In the NBA.
Isn't that awesome?
How's that for a switch?
Ooh.
Can we change things up a little bit quick?
It's refreshing, brother. It's refreshing.
Absolutely.
And you're right on Crowder, whether he's here and the value is sort of what he can represent on the floor or in terms of veteran leadership or in terms of that expiring contract, what he can do for you in a trade. Either way, he's valuable. So I'm with you 100%.
Look him up. I think he's like 28, and I believe his contract runs out through the 1920 season. So at about $7.8 million in NBA dollars, that's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get production out of that, and then we have the freedom to decide what we want to do next year with him, whether he's getting a raise or whether we're doing something else. But I like the overall picture of that. And then, obviously, what y'all been talking about is the way that draft pick can slide down the next couple of seasons to when we get that next first-rounder in the Conley deal. We're just going to build and grow, and then later we're going to add another weapon. Thank you very much, Utah.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I love what we're doing.
Mark, thanks for the
Appreciate
comment.
Appreciate the call, brother.
Let's go to Raymond in Millington. Raymond, you're on.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Yo. What's up, brother? Feeling good.
Hey,
how about you?
Great, great. I'm good, man. I'm good. I am very optimistic about this team. I didn't like the way the season ended with the coach, with Bickerstaff, and how that played out.
Agreed.
But from the coach getting hired and then what we did last night, I was just hoping to pray to God that they didn't mess this up, man.
Yep.
I am very optimistic. I think, just like you guys, we can be right back in the mix in a couple of years. My one question, and I don't know if you guys have talked about it already, but I haven't heard it, and I'll hang up and listen. But what do you guys see as the projected starting five for this team?
Raymond, appreciate the call. I mean, that's a – Yeah, that's
I still think there's.
I'll give you the one in the
exactly.
I'll give you the one in the four right now.
Exactly.
I'll probably tell you who the five's gonna be too, yeah, and Jonas. I mean, that's it. Looks like that's the plan to re-sign him.
I think you could go.
There's three of your five.
You know, Jay Crowder and Kyle Anderson. Like, you could do that. You know what I mean? I think
you put Crowder shooting and Kyle at the small.
I mean, somewhere. I mean, Kyle Anderson not gonna start. You know what I mean?
Of course, I would imagine he does.
I mean, if Jay Crowder's here, you'd expect him to start too. I guess he doesn't have to. I still think there's a lot to get figured out, you know, before that. But
I'm hopeful DeLon Wright will be back as the backup to Ja. You'll obviously be able to play them on the floor at the same time.
Yep.
So much still up in the air in terms of that roster. They're going to have guys that aren't there that are there right now. They got to crunch that thing down.
A listener texted in about Joakim Noah.
Joakim Noah's not coming back.
If he's playing, he's going to try to go to a contender, but he's not coming back.
I got you.
Yeah, let's go to Gary. Mac, you're on.
Hey, guys. I'm happy, you know, because the one thing that the front office showed that Chris Wallace never had was hindsight and adaptability. They saw an opening with Brandon Clark, and they made a move on it. And I don't care what anyone says. Chris would have never done that. And then other than that, the only thing I'm upset about is that Phoenix jumped and took Cam Johnson out of nowhere with the 11th, because I do think, even though he is older, 50% three-point shooter on the wing, I think that would have been good. But, you know, I'm cool with Brandon Clark, so it is what it is. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mac, appreciate
you, brother.
Yeah, Kobe White's reaction to Cam Johnson going 11th was, I think, said it all, honestly.
Maybe we do that in the rundown. That audio was good.
I think he's still, like, somewhere wondering, like, how it happened. He was shocked. He was absolutely flabbergasted. I don't know how I'd feel about that if I'm Cam Johnson. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on.
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Yo.
How are you, brother? Well,
I'm good. After last night, I feel pretty positive about the direction they're going. I do think they could have done a lot more, though. I wish they would have jumped into the second round. I think there's a lot of good value for some guys that are going to show out being very good role players in the league.
I saw some tweets, folks, saying, man, I wish we'd spend some money, go get a second round pick, take Bobo. I saw that, too. But, you know, maybe there was no conviction on any of those guys.
Not necessarily Bobo, but guys like Admiral, guys like Carson Edwards, I think those are going to be guys that are very effective in the league. Yeah. Especially the way the league's going.
Gary, appreciate the call, man.
I think Memphis feels like if the plan is to bring DeLon back, right, you can get him, then they feel like they're set for right now, right? And you've still got Javon sort of in the program, you know what I mean? So I don't know that, you know, I love, don't get me wrong, love Carson Edwards, everything he represents. But I think they feel like they might be all right at point guard. You could sort of see what the plan is at point guard, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's go to Reggie. Reggie, you're on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
First time caller, long time listener.
Man, appreciate it.
Man, listen to y'all show every day.
Thank you.
I like the draft. The draft was it was everything that I was looking for in it. The second pick was an eye opener. It was something that we needed. We need an athletic. I wouldn't say big. He's a tweener, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But we most definitely need something like that. And I'm most definitely proud of the draft. That was one of our best drafts that I can remember. So, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Y'all's
going to be a superstar. He's going to be a superstar. RJ Barrett, I'm kind of mad on him. But, I think Ja's going to be a transcendent player for us.
Reggie,
most definitely a franchise cornerstone.
Reggie, appreciate the call, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
And then last word on this, let's go to Miguel. Miguel, you're on.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
Weekend, baby. What you got?
I got three quick, simple things.
Okay.
One, great draft. Second best Grizzly draft.
What's one? Mike?
This is the second best. The best one is the one with Pau Gasol and Shane Battier.
Well, yeah.
Some said that Rudy Laurie draft.
Some have gone Lowry and Rudy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight you on that Pau thing.
Yeah. Second, like I said, excellent job. Great for the city, great for the community, great for everything, especially with getting rid of Mike Conley. And third, the rookie of the year will be Michael Porter Jr. from Denver.
Okay, Miguel, appreciate the call.
That Porter thing.
Can he even walk right now, though? Like,
you have not been reading the reports on Michael Porter.
He will not be the rookie of the year. He will not be the rookie of the year.
I know Zion's going to win it.
Ja will win it,
but he will be up for it just like Simmons was.
Like it's interesting, it can be. It's an interesting idea,
bro. I mean, he's going to have to fight for PT.
What are the reports saying, Jason?
That he's killing it. Go read it. Really? The Woj has been all over this for the last few months. That he's looking like an absolute beast, and that he's going to be a big time factor for a Denver team that's already close. Here's the thing, though, to your point, John. Zion. That's the biggest point of it. That team's already sort of ready-made, too. They're going to be working Porter, kind of figuring out how to work him
He's not going to get that kind
of
opportunity.
In terms of that usage and all that stuff, I don't think he'll be up there.
Yeah. But anyway, appreciate all the calls.
Zions and Jaws.
That was for the first time ever in the history of this
consensus.
Show. And it was all love. Everybody's just smitten with what the Grizzlies did last night.
That is the right feeling.
Yeah.
And there's no need to put a cap on it, like we said in the open, man. There's no need to, and a lot of them said it. I went into this thing cautious, right? I'm a little worried they're going to screw it up. Why? Because of the history. But look, I mean, this front office is off to what clearly is an encouraging start. You got potential superstar in the fold to go with what we hope is another star in Jaren Jackson. We like the potential of Brandon. You know what he is. Mm-hmm. As long as you don't go into it with, he's going to have to develop into some outside shooter. No. This guy's here for defense for the most part. He's here because he's in modern-day NBA. This is the kind of defenders you want on your team, guys that can switch guard 3-4 positions. So I don't see any way you come from last night and you're down. Maybe, yes, you want to get some more shooters in here. That's obviously a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was special.
Yes,
it was. And it may end up, John, as you said, I'll echo it, going down as the best ever.
Yep, it was a great night last night for sure. All right, by the way, John Morant also said he's not going to play in summer league.
I told you.
Mm-hmm. He shut that down pretty soon.
We were right on that.
Pretty early.
Told you yesterday, put the bubble wrap on him. I don't need to see him then.
Yeah, like there really is no rush with an investment
right,
like
am.
That. Like
I realize, yes, he was dunking
summer
quickly.
Summer league is
after
meaningless.
Bro, it's meaningless. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather see him at FedEx Forum.
No doubt.
Taking that bubble wrap off and he's completely healthy. You know what I'm saying? No risk.
It means something to guys like, Brandon Clark, right, who can go in and dominate whatever. But when you have a top two pick, like you said, like you're protecting that asset.
It's the best toy you've ever gotten at Christmas.
It is.
You understand what I'm saying?
It sure is.
You don't need to open that thing up at Thanksgiving. Just keep it under the tree.
Exactly. Just keep it under the tree for sure. All right, we'll come back. Kevin Arnovitz going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about what the Grizzlies did last night and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
It's at home. It's a Ja Morant.
What gave you the confidence to know that your game was big enough to belong on a stage like this?
It started with me. I feel like if you don't believe in yourself, then who will?
And drills it.
Ja Morant time in Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's time to put me in, coach, because I'm ready to play today. Hey, everybody, I'm here to tell you batting 1,000 is possible because our all-star Chevy team in Olive Branch is going to give you an extra $1,000 for your trade when you come pick out any new all-star Chevy you want. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, Equinox, Impala, even a new Corvette or Camaro. And who doesn't want a new Chevy without an extra $1,000 in the deal? Nobody. Seriously, this is spot on. Trade any 2005 or newer vehicle on any new all-star Chevy and get an extra $1,000. If you're in Memphis, Germantown, Collierville, anywhere in Mississippi, if you are hearing me right now, batting 1,000 and getting an extra $1,000 for your trade is easy. Not to mention, All-Star Chevy has the best testing ground for all of these award-winning Chevys. And they got the awards, people. Find new roads to All-Star Chevy in Olive Branch or check them out at allstarautogroup.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts costs.
With IKEA, you can send your kids off to college with a new Alex desk, setting them up for any scenario. Like when the cafes are full, it'll be their quiet haven. Or after heated debates, it'll be a place to cool down. Or when they don't answer their phone, it's probably just under all those books. Call me.
Get 20% off all desks. Offer valid for IKEA family members in U.S. stores only from June 5th through 23rd. While supplies last. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
You're a real guy, and you need real tools for real work. You need We Sell Tools. Because, well, that's what we do. We sell tools for real guys for real projects, like a car that needs fixing or things that need to be done around the house. We sell tools for all your projects. Tools, that's it. No patio furniture, no plants, just tools. We sell tools. Drop in anytime. We're at the northeast corner of Kirby Whitten Road and Summer Avenue.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And I can't deny.
You, baby.
I got a fetish for wanting to get the freak on the back street in the backseat of the Yukon. What's taking so long?
I'm getting the Wing Guru. Sorry, I got caught up in Ja Rule talking about getting his freak on. It's been a long time since I heard Ja Rule talking about getting his freak
on. That takes you back to a dark place, huh?
The Wing Guru. It's always is a good place. We were there yesterday. Grateful that they had us out there for the show. Go get yourself some good wings. 7199 Stage Road or 5699 Mount Moriah. That's where they're all at. A couple of great locations. Billy's got the great wings at both. Do a gourmet burger as well. Maybe it's a burger day on this Friday. Celebrate the weekend.
Yep.
Either way you do it, it's going to be the best in town, ain't it, John?
Yep. Sam texted me yesterday, and she said, "Are you bringing home Wing Guru?" And that basically means you are bringing home Wing Guru.
I saw it. Looked like they headed down there for the Grizz watch party down there last night, or at least for the media.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They got it. They tasted it.
Yep. They are the best in Memphis. They have the best premium flavors. They got Honey Suicide. They have garlic sriracha, spicy taco, 901 Nashville Hot. What you want, what you need.
Maybe one of these days, John, we'll be the proud owners of a Wing Guru franchise.
Maybe so.
Man, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if it ever happens, whatever happens, you just go, when you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, so last night, obviously, was the NBA draft. Two rounds. Jeremiah Martin, Dedrick Lawson, they went undrafted. But it was a good night for so many others last night during the NBA draft, including Cam Johnson. Now, Cam Johnson was a guy who was sort of projected in the 20s, right?
Yeah, he was my shooter.
Yeah.
So I was getting mixed up with your guy, Keldon.
Yeah. I was going with Keldon. You were going with Cam.
Cam got the Klay Thompson-like stroke.
Yeah. At any rate, though, Cam Johnson last night He went number 11. He went number 11 to the Phoenix Suns. Mm-hmm. And his teammate, Kobe White, who obviously was drafted by your Bulls. Do you like that, by the way?
And obviously can't see. No.
Do you? You don't.
Everybody around me was telling me, you should like Kobe. Why are you? First off, he was squinting. He couldn't. When the man said, did you see your butt? He barely could see.
Yeah.
Get that man some glasses. Second off, John, he's a volume shooter playing point guard. I like the size. I don't know that Chris Dunn's the guy. He hadn't really just proven it. He got better last year. But, again, it feels like shooting guard in point guard role, and I've not seen him be playmaker enough for me to get super excited. Go ahead. Let's get back to the point.
Yeah, so anyway, Kobe White was doing his post-draft press conference,
funny.
Right?
Yeah.
And this moment took place during that press conference.
And Cameron Johnson just went 11th. How do you react to that news?
He went what?
11th.
Cam
in
Johnson
the draft.
11th.
Yep. It's right on the screen right there.
Wow.
Can't see it.
Wow. Wow, bro. That's crazy. That's so love, bro. Because if y'all know Cam, you don't know how hard Cam worked. And, you know, it's a lot of people that doubt him. But, wow, I'm just, bro, it's such a, that's crazy, bro. Wow, that's so crazy. I'm so happy for him right now. Y'all don't understand how happy I am for Cam. Because he proved it night in, night out that he deserved to be, you know, in the conversation for a lottery pick, man. He shot the ball like anyone I've never seen before in my life or played with. So I'm so – wow, bro. That's – I'm getting chills up here.
So that was the reaction from Kobe White, his teammate. Now –
did you not think that was genuine or something? You said you were not sure how you would feel
I do think it was genuine. That's my problem with it.
He thinks dude sorry?
Yeah. He's like, man, I was in practice with that dude all year last year. I can't believe this dude went in the lottery.
He also said he shot it like no one else I've ever seen. What you're doing here. I know what you're doing here.
He cleaned it up, but he's like, what? He went where?
Let me see. And he barely
And he had to like wipe his eyes. He's like.
He couldn't see.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. I could see, dude needs glasses. You can
tell
people,
did
those
you see?
Of us
he goes, look at the screen, and he leans and.
All of us that were former squinters we recognize that quickly.
Bro, here's the scenario, right? Check it out. So let's just say individual Marconi awards, right? You're up for a Marconi award.
Oh no,
right?
Don't do that.
And you.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.